Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I suppose those figures are not in because they aren't all in yet today. I guess.
I've got them. No, sir. I've got.
The GNP.
All that material you wanted.
The GNP
figure.
28.5.
Well, that's. I've got all that material. I was going to bring
GNP,
it over to you.
How about the retail sales?
Retail sales, right. I've got all that.
Right. And.
I've got a number of others.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Tell me about steel. Another thing.
I've got the steel memo right here. Do you want me to bring it all over to you, sir? It's all
yeah,
done.
Yeah, now just a second before we talk about steel.
Okay.
Have you checked the competitive situation?
Yes, I have. The U.S. had about 50% of the market back in in 50.
Yeah.
We've got had about a fourth of it in 65. Now we've got only a fifth of it.
Yeah.
Profit margin is 2.5% of sales.
Yeah.
Lowest figure in the entire post-war era. I've got all this written up, sir. I've just been
that's good.
Sort of looking for you.
Now, let me just a minute.
Right.
Let me see if there's one other thing if you might want to look for March. Oh, what I'd like to be able to do is to try to sort out, I told Ehrlichman a moment ago, to sort March out of the first quarter now because, and I think it's very important, for example, to be able to say that, and you might do a little checking on this before you bring it over, that retail sales in March was the biggest increase in blah, 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 blah. For example, let me put it in another context. Looking at the first quarter was the biggest stock market sale in history, of course, by
right.
far.
Right.
But looking at March, March was the turnaround month. See, the first 2 months were sluggish. But March, retail sales, automobiles, housing starts, whatever the hell you are, that, I think it's if we could get anything there that sorts March out and makes it look like a very strong month. You see, because the quarter will look moderate,
right?
But the month of March, if you look particularly at that, is that you see, the other thing is that the story this morning in the papers related to an index that is not really a true prediction of the future. Industrial production moves very slowly, and it only moves once the retail sales and everything else, you know, creates the demand, you see.
Right.
And then as your demand goes up, then they build more plant. Like plant and equipment predictions this year are very heavy. That's because of what they expect in the future. But industrial production is relatively low because it isn't needed. But inventories are down. Well, this is all complicated stuff, but I don't even want to go into too much detail. That's the kind of thing I want.
I've got a lot of, like the last 10 days of March, the rate of automobiles was 9.1 million, which is even higher than the first quarter. And for the first 11 days of April, General Motors set a new record.
Yeah.
We got that in there. We've got March in for retail sales. They're up over 10% over a year ago. Personal income in March rose at an annual rate of almost 9%.
Yeah.
These figures are in the ones I've got
now. That's fine. That's probably all I need. Now, one other thing. Julie was telling me on the phone last night that... Kilpatrick had a very good column that she thought I should read, something in the paper yesterday in Norfolk or something. Have you got any Kilpatrick?
Right, an excellent one on your speech, you mean?
I don't know. She said something about the speech or Vietnam or something. I didn't.
Okay, why don't
she
you
wanted
let me
to read it? So bring
I'll
it
put
up.
That one in there also. Are you in your office, sir?
Yeah, you can come. No, I'm in the EOB.
EOB, okay.
Yeah,
I'll
you can come over.
Okay, fine, sir. Right.